I'd like to call this meeting to order, Manasquan Board of Education meeting, September 4th, 2012. Opening statement pursuant to New Jersey Administrative Code Title 10, Chapter 4, Subchapter 10. Notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Co-Star and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Would you please rise and join me in the Pledge Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Mrs. Hahn.
Mrs. Barnes? Yes. Mr. Bauer?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mrs. Degnan-Spang? Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fury?
Here.
Mrs. LaSala?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mrs. Verdi?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Mr. Winterstone? We have a quorum.
Okay, a little bit of housekeeping. Mrs. Degnan-Spang had a work commitment, starting a new job and could not get out of it, and Mr. Winterstella had a schedule conflict. Mission statement. Manasquan School District's mission statement is to power students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards, aligned to the New Jersey core curriculum content standards, and function within a community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, professional integrity, and mutual respect. Mr. McCumber.
Thank you very much. This is a special meeting, but due to circumstances beyond the control of anyone and the timing of what we're dealing with tonight, there is at least some question as to whether the notice that was sent to the newspapers and to the borough, et cetera, was in time, A, and B, whether it was complete. Therefore, it would be my recommendation for the board to adopt a resolution to conduct an emergency meeting. You'll remember that those of you that were on the board, that we did this once before back in, I think it was May, when we had that budget situation and the executive county superintendent directed us to have a meeting by 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon because I couldn't, miscounted the number of board members who voted on the budget. Similar situation takes place now. For reasons that will become clear as I read the resolution, I don't think, I'm sure the board will agree that we can wait or could have waited to hold this meeting for again, the reasons that will be set forth in the resolution. So let me read the resolution, and if it meets with your somebody's acceptance, I'd ask that it be moved, seconded, and approved by three-quarters of the board. If three-quarters of the board do not approve it, we cannot have an emergency meeting. Okay? So please keep that in mind. Recitals. NJSA 1046, and please forgive me, I do have to read this. This is required by the statute. It has to be on the record. Known as the Sunshine Law, requires that special meetings of public bodies, such as the board, be called only with adequate advance notice of the meetings to the public. Adequate notice of a special meeting of the board must be given in writing with the agenda to the extent known sufficiently in advance so that the newspaper selected by the board may publish notice of the meeting at least 48 hours before the meeting. The statute also requires that the notice be properly posted in at least one public place reserved for such announcements, filed with the clerk of the borough, and sent to those persons requesting that such notice be mailed to them. Notwithstanding the above statutory requirements, a public body such as a board may hold an emergency meeting when required in order to deal with matters of such urgency and importance that a delay for the purpose of providing adequate notice would likely result in substantial harm to the public interest. At the commencement of an emergency meeting, the presiding officer must announce publicly and have entered into the minutes that adequate notice was not provided, the nature of the urgency, the harm to the public, the limitation on the matters discussed at the meeting, the time, place, and manner in which notice was provided, and the reason why a need for the meeting could not have been foreseen, and why adequate notice could not be provided. The Board of Education and Geraldine Margin, Superintendent of Schools, determined on Friday, August 31st, 2012, that the Board of Education would be requested to approve an administrative leave for Mrs. Margin effective Tuesday, September 4, 2012, and that it would therefore be necessary for the Board of Education to appoint an acting superintendent of schools as of the commencement of the school day on Tuesday, September 4, 2012, in accordance with law and to ensure the continued and seamless operation of the school district. Several notices of the time, date, and place of this meeting were given in writing by facsimile to the Asbury Park Press and to the Co-Star, as well as the clerk of the borough, and set forth on the website maintained by the board. The notices provided that action might be taken and the public was invited to attend the meeting. Notwithstanding the provision of said notices by the board, The Board of Education cannot be 100% certain that adequate notice of the meeting and agenda was provided as required by 10-4-6. The Board of Education believes that if a meeting is delayed until proper notice is able to be given, there will be harm to the public, and that notice could not have been given in accordance with the provision of 10-4-6 due to the timing of the administrative leave of Mrs. March. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Education as follows. Number one, the recitals set forth are incorporated into the resolution. Two, the board believes that an emergency meeting is required for the reasons included in this resolution, and that if a meeting were delayed until adequate advance notice could be given, the Board of Education and its staff and students would be greatly harmed. Number three, 3/4 of the members of the Board of Education attending this meeting, and this is what you'll be voting on, have consented to the holding of the meeting and agree that due to the reasons set forth in the resolution and others, the meeting is an emergency meeting within the provisions of NJSA 10-4-9B. So if that meets with the board's pleasure and acceptance, I'd ask that it be moved and seconded and approved.
May I have a motion to pass the resolution to conduct an emergency meeting?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verdi?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then referred to the appropriate board committee. The members of the board committee work with the administration, the superintendent of schools, to assure that the members fully understand the matter. When the committee is satisfied with the matter, it's presented to the Board of Education for discussion before any final action is taken. Only then is it placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same time, at the same meeting that final action may be taken. At this time, we're going to open up the floor to public comment on this agenda. We will be having another public comment after our closed executive session. So if anybody would like to make a comment, please come to the podium and state your name and your address, please. Peg agendas?
You want to meet them out after?
If they're, I mean.
I have them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not put them out because I thought you said after.
Well, the resolution's after, not the agenda.
No, they're on here.
Do you have them?
It's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's
okay.
Thanks, Peg.
Yep.
Thanks, Mr. Pappas. Okay, public comment on the agenda. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time or recognized by the presiding officer. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not in keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiation, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comments on the items included on the agenda only. Not yet. No. Anybody offering a...
It's motions 9 and 10, I believe, Pete.
9 and 10?
7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. Motion 01 and 02. The bottom of the second page, Pete, and the top of the third.
Yeah. We'll give you a couple minutes to look everything over. Yes, there is. Anybody wishing to make comment? Okay, seeing no one, we'll close the floor. Sunshine Law Resolution, the Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10-4-6, allows for the exclusion of the public from that portion of a public meeting when certain matters which might endanger the public interest or risk the deprivation of individual rights are discussed. and the Board of Education wishes to discuss the following matters in a non-public closed meeting, with resulting discussion being made public when a proper conclusion has been reached and there's no longer a need for confidentiality. Number 7, any pending or anticipated litigation or contract negotiations other than collective bargaining contract negotiations in which the Board of Education is or may become a party, or any matter falling within the attorney-client privilege to the extent confidentiality is required in order for the attorney to exercise his or her ethical duties as an attorney. Number 8, any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, and the conditions of employment, evaluation, or disciplining of any specific employee, unless the individual employee requests in writing that the matter be discussed at a public meeting. Discussion of the performance of the superintendent of schools. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Massachusetts Board of Education will hold a closed executive session immediately. It's anticipated that the closed session will not last longer than 45 minutes. Action may be taken during the public portion of the meeting following the recess of the executive session, and we will be meeting in the media center of the elementary school. May I have a motion to enter into closed?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Campbell. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verde?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carrie.
Okay, folks, we'll be out hopefully sooner than 45 minutes. Question, may I have a roll call, Mrs. Hom?
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fury?
Here.
Ms. LaSala?
Here.
Mr. Shelton?
Here.
Mrs. Verde?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
May I have a motion to approve 094-01, recommend approval by the Board of Education of the Borough of Manasquan and the County of Monmouth of an administrative paid leave for Geraldine Margin, Superintendent of Schools, commencing September 4th, 2012.
So moved.
Thank you, Mrs. Walsh. Second. Thank you, Mr. Shelton. Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verde?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
May I have a motion to approve 094-02? Item 10, recommend approval of appointment of Robert Mahan as acting superintendent of schools with the Manasquan School District, effective with the opening of school on the morning of September 4th, 2012 at a per diem rate of $605.77. The Board of Education directs its attorneys to prepare an employment agreement between the Board of Education and Mr. Mahan.
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. May I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. DePalma. Roll call.
Mrs. Barnes?
Yes.
Mr. Bauer?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Ms. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Ms. LaSala?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mrs. Verde?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Okay, we also want to point out that that per diem rate is set by the state. That's not something that the Manasquan Board of Education set. That is state mandated. Also, before we go to public comment, I just want to, a couple of housekeeping. We're going to be moving our meetings on September 18th across the street back to the high school. So our next meetings will be held over there. And then also, board members are not permitted to comment on personnel matters. Mrs. Margin's administrative leave means that she's entitled to the same rights as every district employee. Therefore, all board members will not make comment to the media or public on this matter. If anybody would like to come to the podium, the public comment portion is now open. Just state your name and your address, please.
Are we going to comment on anything or justice?
Anything you want. Right? Was this just this meeting?
This is an emergency meeting, so we're here just to take action on a few items, but that doesn't, it would probably be preferable if you limited your comments to what's on the agenda, but again, it is a public comment, and I don't think we're going to shut you down. But we just won't be discussing or taking action on anything else because it's emergency just for these topics.
Do we need an address? Pete, we need an address for the record.
142 North Main Street.
Thank you.
Is that mic on? Or just press the back. They said just press the back.
Oh, that here is a red button. It should light up.
You got to hold it in for a minute. Thank you.
It'll be lit up right now. Tap it again.
No. That's why we're moving back.
I know there's certain things you can't say. So let's ask this. Mr. Mahan, who
The answer to that question is, at this point in time, you know, we can't answer that question. It's not certain at this time. Certainly, there's no limit that has been set. But the answer is, to be honest, and I don't want to start a precedent of answering any questions, but the answer is we're not sure at this time.
I think at some point in time before you mentioned the 2 months, though, is that correct? I thought at the very beginning.
I said that?
When you and Michelle were reading something, it was something about for a 2 month period.
I didn't read that, Pete.
That was in the patch today.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't believe I said that.
Right. So if one is to assume, and I know it's bad to assume, that Mrs. Martin is not coming back and Mr. Mahan is going to be here to take his place temporarily, there'll be a search for a new superintendent. The last time we did a search for a new superintendent, if I'm not mistaken, that took us about 7 months from start to finish between advertising and everything else. And doing the math with some of the teachers over here, that looks like it would cost about $74,000 to cover the 6 or 7 months that Bob is there, plus whatever money Mrs. Martin is getting. So the question, I guess, from everybody is, where's all this money coming from?
Okay, again, and I didn't want to, as I said, didn't start a precedent of answering questions. I don't, my advice to the board is that we not answer any questions on this topic.
You can't answer questions about where the money's coming from in the budget?
Again, it depends. There's a number of variables that'll have to be taken into consideration. I don't even know how much money we're talking about.
Well, you said here it's $605 a month, and the math on that.
Okay, it's $605 a day.
So that's $12,100 a month. So if Bob were to stay 6 months, that's $72,000.
Okay, again.
On top of what Mrs. Martin gets.
I don't want to make assumptions. I'm not going to get into your assumptions, or I don't know how long it's going to be.
Well, at some point in time, will the taxpayers find out in Wall Township, when the Wall Township super left last year, everything was announced in the papers, what the settlement was and how much he was getting and everything else, are the taxpayers going to find out the answers?
The answer is that any action this board takes will take place in a public session and will be approved by this board at a public meeting. So, yeah, absolutely. And the public will have an opportunity to comment before the board takes any action on any item, as it has while I've been here.
Okay?
And I don't mean to be combative at all. Number one, there's some stuff we can't talk about, and other things I just don't know.
And at some point in time, yes, Pete.
The question that a lot of us have is, where's the money coming? Because, you've told us before, there is no money in the budget. And if you were to stay, let's say, 6 months, that's a lot of money for money that isn't in the budget. Correct? I mean, I don't think you have $75,000 right now in the budget. Right, Beck? No.
There would have to be found, whatever the agreement is.
I would just like to say welcome to Mr. Mahan. And personally, I think whatever is spent at this point to make improvements to the district, as opposed to continuing on the way we were, no response necessarily, is money well spent. I would rather, spend a little more and double it up for a little while to make what I would think is a great improvement. Than to continue on as we have been throwing $160,000 a year away. That's just been my experience, and I'd like to welcome the new superintendent.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, seeing no one. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, Mrs. Verdi. Thank you for the second, Mr. Campbell.
All those in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 It's not that I don't want to, it's that I can't.
No comment.